Right, okay.
So, with a generative trance, there's three steps. So the first step is setting intention, and the second step is the alignment of the body, and then the third step is the opening up to wider resources. And one of the things that I always encourage everybody to do when you're using the generative trance is, if you can in some way, allow your body to come in. You know, so if your body feels like moving, which it might, allow it to move. And as we're bringing in intentions and resistances, I would encourage you to use your hands as well. So as you can get, you're getting that kind of somatic connection between the mind and the body also. So when we start talking about setting intentions, we've got an intention in one hand and any resistance in the other. So as we kind of begin to feel a play of them together, yeah? So allow yourself to feel self-conscious. If your body starts to move, that's okay. Just allow yourself to feel that way and let your body do whatever it needs to do, because it is very much an alignment and a mind-body feeling and experience. Okay, so so all we'll do is just settle in and settle down and just allow yourself to drop into a nice, relaxed and centered spot. And just kind of imagine your spine traveling all the way up from your tailbone, all the way up to you, the base of your neck, and all the way back down again. Maybe just imagine your spine like this. And as you imagine that spine, and you begin to soften and relax, and dropping down into a centre point, just begin for a moment to see that spine alignment all the way down. Just notice your spine, all the tiny little vertebrae, one by one, aligning and connecting, and allowing you to find a nice, centered spot of relaxation as you settle in and settle down, feeling a soft, sweet spot, feeling relaxed, but aware at the same time, feeling relaxed, but completely conscious and completely aware of everything that's going on in and around the room. Because when we slip into a generative trance, this is about aligning and connecting and being part of the process. So get a sense of that connection to something deeper within yourself and allow yourself to just simply go there. Maybe it'll feel like a gap between being relaxed and aware. And if you get a sense of a gap being there, drop in to the gap. Just drop yourself in. In you go. And as you drop into the gap, I'd like you to simply bring to mind your intention. Excuse me. Just bring to mind that intention, that thing that you would like to work on. And just notice it. Welcome it up and say hello. And I wonder what that really means for you here today, to set that intention. and maybe to be connected to it in a completely different way. And being curious as to how that intention came to be. So just become aware and notice it. There's no need to be attached to that intention or to give it a label or a name. Simply observe it and notice it. And notice that the space that it holds for you as you centre and align. Centre and align and soften. Imagine in your spine. Vertebrae after vertebrae remaining centred and aligned. And the more aligned and centred you become now, become aware of any resistance. Any resistance that stops you from achieving that intention. Maybe get a sense of where you feel that resistance. Is it somewhere in your body? Is it somewhere in your mind? Or is that resistance somewhere out there, much further? Much further away than you'd imagined. And simply become aware of your resistance, aware of the things that stop you. That's all you need to do here today, as you centre and align, with the intention in one hand and your resistance in the other. There's no need to do anything else, but gently hold them side by side. That thing you so want to achieve, that deepest desire, that inner knowing, in one hand, and in the other, that thing that resists, that stops, that challenges and holds back. Just see them both together. And if it feels right, imagine them in each hand like scales, one balancing out the other. Just imagine them and get a sense of them. What do they feel like in your hands? Is your intention heavier than your resistance? Reach your hands out now and just get a sense of it. Or is your resistance heavier than your intention? There's no need to fight here. Simply relax and allow. Allow whatever comes up to come up and come in. In fact, while you're here, welcome it all up. Say hello. Which hand does it belong in? The hand of your intention or your resistance? And just notice how they dance together now. There's no need to fix anything. There's no need to change anything. Just see your resistance. And maybe as you observe this resistance, you begin to realise a positive intention, something positive behind this resistance. What has it been doing for you while you've been holding on to it? What has it been protecting you from? And just become aware of that. How the resistance holds something deep and positive for you, and how it can dance in harmony with your intention as you begin to realise, maybe for the first time, that all resistance has some form of positive intention.
It's doing something wonderful. It's coming together with your intention, and it's transforming and blending and honing and connecting on a level so very deep. That's right. Isn't it a curious thing to watch these things dance and to do nothing but watch and observe the beauty of these two parts of the self, of you, and see them dance and flow just as the wind blows the leaves in the trees. Just notice how they effortlessly and easily transform and evolve the yin and the yang, the two halves that make the whole, these two parts that live within and side by side, that inner deeper you. Without resistance, there would never be an intention. And without an intention, there would never be the resistance. So do you now see that one cannot exist without the other? So allow them to be there. And just then allow yourself to open up to a wider field. A wider field of possibilities. Bringing both your intention and resistance into this field. Into this field of infinite possibilities. A quantum field of unknowns but knowns. Open it up and go wider. Expanding your conscious awareness as you continue to stay aligned and connected. Connecting the mind and the body, connecting that out to a greater awareness. That's right. And simply ask yourself to invite in any resources that can help you step forward with your intention. Any resources that may be out there as you delve ever deeper into that quantum field. And I don't know what might be out there for you. Maybe there's people from your past, or people from your present, or maybe there's people that you've yet to meet that can step forward and reach out a hand. Or maybe you have your very own spirit guides. Or maybe it's aliens from outer space. I have no idea who it will be for you. Simply open up as wide as you can to that expansion and notice who or what steps by. Maybe there'll be a word or a symbol, or maybe it's just a feeling or a knowing. But just get a sense of everything's okay. Everything you need is already there. And all the resources, all the things to enable you to be in harmony and dance the dance of the yin and the yang, transforming through any resistance and achieving your intention is there. It's there effortlessly and easily, just as the wind blows the leaves and the trees. Just as the tides come in and out, gently going and coming, the yin and the yang, the two halves that make the whole. Be aware of your guides. Be aware of your knowing in your own deep pool of knowledge and infinite wisdom, infinite knowing, and notice what comes up, and allowing it to simply be. No judgment, no need to push anything away, just whatever is there, and allow it to be. Excellent. And maybe you're far, far away now. Far out in a quantum field of infinite possibilities. Possibilities beyond all your knowing. So just be there for now, for this minute. And while you're out there, take this moment to give thanks to all your helpers, whoever they are. Give thanks in your own special way. Merci, grazie, dankeschön. And as you do this and begin to pull back, I'd simply invite you now to take that resistance, or what's left there, and your intention, and pull them both in, both all the way in, and hold them within your soul, within your heart, or wherever you want to hold them. Draw them in with love and gratitude, just as you would hug your child or a lover or a friend. Unconditional pure love. Draw it in, bringing it all the way in. Dropping down into it. And allowing it to center into that place that you opened up and aligned with. Dropping it in there. That's right. That's perfect. And simply taking a deep, deep breath in. Breathing out. And giving yourself a few minutes just to sit in this space, being curious and being aware at the same time. No need to do anything else. No need to change or fight or resist. Just simply being curious and open to new possibilities. And new ways of living and being and doing. And then gently, whenever you're ready, and in your own rate and speed, come back into the world
awake and refreshed and curious. Okay, good, well done. Excellent.